Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a new in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and this morning on the line with us we have Dr. Kevin Pallas. He is from the Love Has No Color mission and is a chiropractor in Massachusetts for many decades now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Dr. Stephanie.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you here on the show because we've got some exciting things coming up in August. And before we talk about that, I need to find out a little bit about your background so the listeners know who they're talking to. So tell me, in a nutshell, Dr. Kevin, your story.
Sure. My story, I've been a practicing chiropractor for 36 years. And what I do now is I coach chiropractors how to really be able to help people, be that special person in their corner, be one of those once-in-a-lifetime type doctors, if you will. And for the last 13 years, we've been helping kids on a reservation, on the Fort Peck Reservation in Montana. So we help these kids that a lot of your listeners don't know that they live in third world conditions. So we help restore their hope, their health, and their dignity by just doing all kinds of things year-round for these kids. And it's really been amazing. And it's fun because when people get to understand what these kids have to endure on the reservation, they want to become involved. It's a great unifying type of a movement or charity. We just love it.
Now, that's how we met. Originally, we traveled to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Montana back in 2012 for the Christmas time. Tell us, wow, it's cold in Montana in December, let me tell you.
It is cold. Most people prefer going in the summer. We go out in August as well to have a carnival or a fun day, but when the time that you are coming in, your daughter's, it seems like every year she comes winter and summer, but in the winter we make sure that every kid gets a gift because a lot of the kids, they don't come from nuclear families and a lot of kids don't get gifts. So we make sure that every kid, Head Start programs, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, all the way up through high school, every kid receives a gift. And the important part is that, you know, a small, maybe 10, 15, 20 of us, we travel to give the gifts out because that's what makes the real difference. It's not just giving them. We're very thankful for all the gifts, but we want to be there to share it and, you know, kind of have fun with the roughhouse with them. If it's a basketball, we play, we throw the football. We have a great time with the kids, and they really enjoy it, and they just love us for being there to share it with them.
Now, you have founded this how many years ago? 13 years ago?
13.
And your overall, what you've been able to accomplish in 13 years, give us a rundown, because I know it's so much more than just the gifts and the carnival that you do for the kids. You've had some really big projects.
We have. We've refurbished this old, it was back in the 60s, this movie theater that was dilapidated. We refurbished it, and now these kids have a place to watch movies. They do indoor archery, and it's a safe place where the gangs don't bother them. So it's kind of like a safe place to hang out after school. So that's one of our biggest projects. We just installed an outdoor synthetic basketball court. Last year, we put in an outdoor skating rink and a street hockey rink. So we're kind of pretty busy doing all the different kinds of things, and we have a full-time chiropractor there. Dr. Megan Cartelier, and she takes care of all the children throughout the reservation. And as a result of all these 13 years, and we're not just saying it's us, but we've noticed some real significant changes. A lot of the listeners aren't aware that the suicide rate is extremely high in the reservation, and we've seen this huge drop-off. In fact, there wasn't a suicide for over 25 months. Now, we can't take all credit. There's a lot of great groups like Kenny Smoker and HPDP group. I mean, they're the ones that make everything happen on the reservation for us. So we're not claiming the credit, but we are part of the solution. So we're real proud of that, seeing more kids want to live their lives and have a brighter future rather than just the negative. It was so negative before, but in these 13 years, these kids have hope, they have direction, they're going to college, and we're really excited.
Now, the Love Has No Color Project is a group of chiropractors, a group of chiropractic offices. Now, you're based in Massachusetts, but there are people coming from all over the country,
Canada,
and actually Canada,
and
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they get together twice a year on the reservation, and they do special projects. They bring things for the kids and provide hope, really, for the people living on the reservation.
Yes, backpacks and school supplies, but the real great part about it is that in any group, chiropractors and whatever, as you know, you're one of those incredible once-in-a-lifetime type chiropractors, and people just from all over. Some people drive hours to your office, and those are the type of people, because I think a lot of times we have things that divide us as chiropractors, and Love Has No Color brings all types of chiropractors together and all types of patients together. So the chiropractors couldn't just keep it to themselves. The patients, they fundraise, they do gifts, they hand crochet things. We do coats and boots and donations and everything else. And it's a great way of unifying and showing what a group of determined people can do if we put all our minds together. It's just so much fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really fun to involve our community and our practice members in this effort. Remember that when we went out for the mission in December several years ago, we had over a couple thousand items as far as warm clothes items, books and toys and sports supplies. We shipped boxes and boxes and boxes.
Yes. Your office, they know the UPS address in New Hampshire very well, and the UPS driver, by the way, wishes you were a little closer, because he'd have need for your services, because lift all those tons that you sent us. And every year, you guys are all, you know, and a lot of your listeners don't know this, but you even had Ms. America come and speak to the kids. Every school, she made this tour. She recently got crowned from North Dakota, and there she is, and your daughter went out to kind of show her around, mm-hmm. and be the guide and stuff, because she's been out there. But just the things that you do, Dr. Stephanie, behind, you know, you're kind of humble about it, but I want some of the listeners to know that she would have never have been on the reservation. She gave such hope and such an incredible message for all those kids. They were kind of just listening to her. Some of them recorded her and all that stuff, and it wouldn't have been possible without your efforts, and you always go that extra mile.
Well, the reservation has a special place in my heart, and I was happy to be able to share that with them. And I'm glad that Brooke was able to travel. Unfortunately, I didn't get to travel, but I enjoyed the pictures and the videos that they were sending back to us.
And don't forget her famous podcast. She did traveling. She sounded like an experienced journalist. She was incredible. She sounded like she was 30 or something, you know?
Yes, it was a great podcast. Now, we're coming back out. Some of us from Crossroads Chiropractic are traveling to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in August for the Summer Children's Festival to help put that on August 9th through the 11th.
Yes.
And I know you've got some big projects planned for us. We're excited. We're ready to work hard. One of them is you're building a geodesic growing dome greenhouse. I don't even know that I can
say
that.
Don't ask me to. Geodesic growing, yes. Great.
And that's going to be built on the school property for the kids, but also for the elders to raise organic, pesticide-free, sustainable fruits and veggies year-round.
And it's more than just the food, because, you know, it's a start, obviously. We're going to be seeing all these domes popping up on the school. But it gives a chance for the kids to have purpose and to be really some great vegetables and organic and just great food for them, because there's so many problems with the food allergies and whatnot. And here they have a hand in it with the elders, because we're always trying to get the elders and the kids together in activities. And there they are, side by side, the elders kind of imparting that wisdom. And these kids with their hands in the ground, you can just imagine, you know, there's Mrs. Jones' second grade class, and there's Mr. Smith's second grade class, and Mr. Smith's plants are a little bit bigger. You're kind of like, hey, what's going on here? It's almost a friendly competition all in the, you know, all for the community and all for this real unification of people. And we've been kind of having this on the drawing board for a few years, and we're so excited to start the first one being done. We're actually going to build it in August.
That's fantastic. Now, are you still looking for donations? And is there a place where the listeners could donate to that particular project?
Yes, absolutely. There's a CrowdRise page that would be too long over the radio, obviously, but the easiest way is either you can do the toll-free number. It's 800-525-3879, or go on the website, savethereservation.org. And it has the CrowdRise page. It's so simple. We've made it so simple for anyone. Large and small donations, they all matter. And all people, we acknowledge people. If you have any questions, you'll actually get a live representative, a knowledgeable representative that will be able to answer any questions you have about Love Has No Color.
Fantastic. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Dr. Kevin Pallas this morning. He is a chiropractor in Massachusetts with a very big mission to help the world, starting at the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Montana. For the past 13 years, he and his team have been serving the children there, providing chiropractic care, but also special events and programming throughout the year, particularly at the holidays. And here coming up in August, we are planning to head out. The Crossroads Chiropractic team is going to be there helping, adjusting, helping to build this geodesic growing dome greenhouse. I'm going to supervise. Does that sound okay? I don't know anything about building a geodesic dome greenhouse. So I'm going to maybe be the chiropractor adjusting the construction guys that know how to build this thing.
You got it.
Okay, that's my plan. If you want to help out with our mission at the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, you can go to savethereservation.org. Is that the right?
Yes.
All right, savethereservation.org. You can make a donation or just send us some good energy, prayers, and thoughts during August 9th through 11th as we go out there to serve. We have to take a break, but we're going to be right back here on WEMJ and WTPL with Dr. Kevin Pallas from the Love Has No Color Project. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.